Good morning, everyone. Yeshua is king, isn't he? And he is on his throne, isn't he? Praise his name. My wife and I was just sitting there and we're flooded with the power of the Holy Spirit this morning. And there was that move in this, so we're just very grateful. About 2 months ago, in a vision, on the third watch of the night, the Lord showed me what it looks like, headline news on Washington Post or New York Times, you know, how the title in any newspaper, and it showed me written in bold, it says, because of lawlessness, judgment is coming. And that is all I saw, but deep within me, my understanding is it was referring to the leadership in our government. And so deep inside, I was groaning that I need to pray. Now, that's why today I wanted to come up here and just let you know there's a lot of other people also saw something similar in that line. But what's unique and special to me is most of you probably don't know, and I never had really a chance to give enough testimony about how I got here in the U.S. It means a lot to me, and I don't take it for granted. When I left, I had to cross a border from Ethiopia to Sudan. It took me 2 weeks to walk on foot. Most of it was at night time, hiding from the military so I won't get caught. Got to Sudan, came through United Nations to the U.S., this great nation that the Lord has greatly blessed. So when I got here, ever since I got here in 1985, I pray for this nation. I came less than $100 in my wallet and the clothes on my back and a small bag. So when I see the Lord reveals things of that nature, me and my wife cry for this nation. We pray, and we don't take it for granted. So when people call for prayer and repentance for the nation, what I understand is the body of Christ have to intervene for the lawlessness in the government. Not as a self-righteous, but as a humble people of God. In the scripture, if you go to Daniel 9, he was praying, he was saying for the sin of our fathers, for the sin of our fathers and our people. If you think of Daniel himself, nothing wrong was found in him. But he was interceding, he was intervening on behalf of the generation, sin and lawlessness. So I ask you, when you pray, really take your time at home, anytime, at your convenience, but fast and cry out for this land. And the Lord will listen and intervene. He is the God who hears us. He is Yahweh Elohim, Megan Israel, the land of Israel and the land of Ethiopia and in America as well. Lord bless you. Father, I thank you. I thank you for this land that you have protected and blessed and prospered in many ways. The land that sent many to help others evangelizing the world. But we are on the crossing road. Many say things against the scriptures, and we have government that sometimes prefer to go their own way. And we do intervene, we come as intercessors crying out for this nation. We humble ourselves before you. For the time we come across as self-righteous and judgmental, but we come as in humility, asking you to forgive us from our callous heart and coldness and lukewarmness. Forgive us and forgive us. And we pray for your divine protection over this land and for the troops that are overseas and that are everywhere. We pray for your angelic beings, protect them and guard them and cover them, Lord. We cry out to you, forgive us. Not that we deserve, but you are righteous and holy God. To those who humble, to those who come to you crying out, you intervene. You are a God of justice. You are a God of justice. You stand for your children. And we cry out to you, forgive us. And we pray that you give wisdom to the leadership of this nation. Help them to know human ingenuity and wisdom or any other thing won't matter. It is God. It is God. You are the beginning and the end. We just pray for wisdom in the leadership. and for the body of Christ to cry out to you. You are the only solution. You are our source. You are our protection, and you are our blessing. Let your hedge of protection be upon this land. Let the younger generation be bold. Go out proclaiming the good news. Not be ashamed of the gospel of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. We bless your name. Baruch Hashem, Barahaboga, Yeshua, Haramahasia Dogama, Robana Maharia Dogaba, Rebabaga, Shora Bagaria Dogason, Dariga Lababa, Sariga Rada Bogaria Daga Shandala Baraba, Robana Mana Managaria Doga Shariga Lala Bagaria Doga Sandia Lagalaba. Robaraba nigarabaga siara galia la garia doga shanda di galaba garia doga sandala garaba. Robarabara garibaga siya la gara ora di garamana garia dogaba. Robaramana garibaga ria daga sindala garibaga ria dogaba. Arogaria doga lila garia doga shindala garibaga siara galila la garaba. Robaramana mana garia doga shora baga siara gariga la labaga. Oh, Rabobagaria dagasia dagabaga. We cry out to you. We cry out to you, Lord. We cry out to you. You are our hope. You are our Redeemer. You are our hope. The hope of glory, Yeshua HaMashiach. You are our Lord, your Redeemer. We love you. We honor you. You are on your throne. Lord, we cry out to you. You are a just God and righteous God. We thank you for this time. For thy will be done and thy kingdom come. Father, we bless your name in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen.
Amen. All God's people said.